Like your business? Love your website.
Love your website.
Tune in for tips, strategies, and shortcuts to your online success from your one and only Green Team.
Green Team.
A website that works for you.
Welcome back to our website. My name's Tim and I'm the founder of a website that works for you. Today I'd like to talk to you about a very simple concept called the path of least resistance. We use this concept to increase the conversion rate of our own and our clients' websites. Because ultimately, the higher your conversion rate, the more effective your overall marketing is going to be. When it comes to internet marketing, the path of least resistance simply means getting more visitors to do what you want by making your desired outcome the easiest possible option to take. Now, it's very important to consider that people are lazy when they browse your website. I don't mean that in a bad way, but the more you ask them to do, the less likely they are to do anything at all. Essentially, it comes down to four main steps. Firstly, you really need to establish what action you want your visitors to take. And in most cases, this comes back to the original purpose of your website. A typical service-based business may be looking to generate inquiries compared to an online store who's ultimately looking to build up their customer database and sell products online. So your desired action could be having your website visitors enter their details into an inquiry form, or it may be having users click a Buy Now button, for example. The second step is establishing where the actual resistance lies. This means working out exactly what stops your visitors from taking your desired action. Now, it's crucial to be tracking every step of the way, but at the start, it's more about asking questions. If you have a lot of industry experience, chances are you'll already know the answers.
You may find that some visitors are hesitant because they haven't seen any examples of your product. Or maybe there's a common concern in the industry that you can address and use as a call to action.
In any situation, the best thing to do is use your existing customer knowledge and actually ask your customers what stopped them from inquiring sooner or making that purchase earlier. But when you're specifically trying to generate leads through your website, you don't want to give too much info so they have no reason to actually inquire. For a service-based business, often by not actually having your prices listed on the website and asking customers to inquire in a call to action for a price estimate, your conversion rate will bump up by at least a few percent.
Now, the third step really comes down to making it as easy as possible for your visitors to actually complete your action. This means asking them to do as little as possible so they're much more likely to put in the effort and do so. Often, to make an inquiry or get a quote for something online, you're forced to fill out a lengthy 10 to 15 field form. Now, sometimes this longer field type is used to qualify prospects with the idea that the more fields they fill out, the more invested they are in your product or service.
But we find comparing this to a 3 to 5 field form, typically websites receive around 50% more inquiries because website visitors are time poor, and if it's much easier to complete, then they'll complete it. At the end of the day, the quality of your product or service is what's going to speak for itself. But applying these little things to your website will increase the conversion rate and allow you to bring down your advertising cost or simply get a lot more from your advertising spend. The fourth and final stage is minimizing distractions that don't add value to your website visitors. Keep in mind that these customers came to your website for a very specific reason. So the more options and distractions you have on the landing page, the less likely they are to complete your desired action.
If you're asking your visitors to download a free report, make a purchase, and make an inquiry, it becomes too much. Having one clear call to action that's full of value for your customer is a much better way to go.
So just to summarize, make sure you establish your desired outcome first, then work out where the resistance lies, then make it as easy as possible for your visitors to do what you actually want them to, and most importantly, get rid of any distractions that don't add value and help your visitors take action. I hope you enjoyed this info and can apply it to your own website. If you're not sure about any of this or don't actually have a website for your business, we'd love to hear from you on Facebook or simply enter your details on our website for an obligation-free quote. Until next time, love your work and we'll talk to you soon.